דף קוף דלר מבייס דמישנתה הקויסיב שתי אויסיויס בהלמחת. You write two oisiers on Shabbos behelamechot, one forgetting, is chayit. Pshit, that's a poshut case. Hey, she wrote one aleph in the morning, then an hour later he wrote another aleph, behelamechot, you chayit one chattis. One forgetting. In other words, you're a shaygig. You forgot that you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. That's called behelam. Kosa bejoy. Let's say you wrote the yois with ink. Bejoy usually means black. Besam, another type of an ink. Could be red. Besikra, also a red type of a paint. The kumis is all different type of inks. We'll see in the Gemara what they are. Or the kankantum. Or the choldova shiroshim. Anything that makes a roshim, anything like stays, that's called the ksiva yechayiv on Shabbos. Al shnei koisle zovius. You write two oisiyos, one aleph on one side of the corner, and one aleph on the other side of the corner. Al shnei koisle zovius. Like you have a corner. You write in the corner one aleph on this side and one aleph on the other side. Since the corner is next to one another and they could read it together, you'll be chayiv. Yes. Al shnei koisle zovis, or else via al shnei luche pinkis. You have like a notebook, and on two pages of the book, on two pages, vehein negim zem ze, they're readable together. Or if you have like a book, you open up, you write an aleph here and an aleph here. They're readable together. You could look at it like it's two oisiyos. In that case, yichayiv. Because it has to be readable like they're together. Vehein negim zem ze is chayiv. So drashi al shnei koisle zovis, achas b'mizrach v'achas b'tzofen, like a corner. Smucha zulu zulu mitzoyin. In the corner, you have one aleph written on one side, one aleph written on the other side, yichayiv. Al shnei luche pinkis, pinkis shal chenvenim, like the book that the chenveni storekeeper keeps of all the people that owe their own money. Kein oisam shal seichrim, sheishtem luchem have a lot of pages, chavukim v'teichim b'shavu, they spread out a wax on top of it. Al shnei luche pinkis, revusash minin, diaf agad de la beluach echor, it's not written on one page, heim, im negim v'nikrim zem zeh, that means if they're close enough, that you can read them together. Sheksuvim al shnei sifsei halavochim, on the two ends of the two pages, nesmuchim zelazeh chayiv. Since it looks like you wrote two oisiyos, yechayiv on Shabbos. Ha'koisev al besoroi chayiv. Somebody writes an ois on his own hand, on his own basar, also yechayiv. That's called ksivu. Trashi b'dioy with ink. Hey, don't think it's not a derech ksivu on your body. You also chayiv for that. Ha'mesarit al besoroi. Let's say you scratch on your body. Trashi b'michtav oy besid. Either you scratch out the michtav with a pen, or the sid, or else with lime. Like you scratch and then you put something there to make an indention, like tattoos. Is Reb Lezer mechayiv chatis. Reb Lezer, that's also called derech siva, and yechayiv. Vechomam poitrim, that's not called derech siva already. Derech srita, that's not a derech siva, it's not the way to write. You put it from a chatis for the meleches ksiva on Shabbos. Kosav b'mashkin. Now you wrote with the mashkin. So what does mashkin mean? Instead of using ink, you used water. Rashi learns it means kamei, kamoi, metusim. In other words, you used berry juice. Shemashkin, it's a little bit black. Oi, b'mei, kosa b'mashkin, b'mei peris. Rashi learns oi b'mei peris means kol peris. It's a chiddush. The first word mashkin also means like berry juice. Now it means mei peris, any type, apple juice. You write with apple juice. B'avit yorochim, with the dust, of the ground. Shrash Avrocha means betit, with the dust, with the mud. Lo shenacha bavet rochim b'etzbo v'sorot k'mayosiyos b'ofo nogav. It also means in the ground itself you wrote. There is on the ground, you made indentions, you made an aleph on the ground. See these things you put through. B'yavek ha-soifrim. Shrashi afrufer shoksas ha-soifer. When the soifer writes, when he drills, when he's making the soifer, the dust that comes out of it. You write with anything that's not miskayim, it doesn't stay a long time. It's by itself, you write with May Paris, with the apple juice, it's not going to be nicker. It'll be nicker for a few minutes. Then it's not going to be nicker, you'll be potter. It's not called a dover miskayim. You write holding the pen the wrong way, the back of your hand. The back of the hand. Instead of holding the pen the right way, you hold the pen backwards the other way. Or else paragloi, you write with your foot. Or else papiv, you write with your mouth. Or else the farfikoin, you write with your elbows. All these things are potter. Since it's a shinui, midiraisi a potter is not called derech ksiva. Kosav ois achas somach leksav. You had already a nice written there before Shabbos. You had an aleph written on the page before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos you write another aleph. Are you chayiv or not? You're potter. It's because of ois somach l'ksav, or else ksav agabi ksav. You had a piece of paper. It was written already aleph beis. Now on from before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos you write on top of those again aleph beis. On top of the ksav you write over it again on Shabbos. You're potter. Because the top ksav is not called a ksav. Because the Yisraeli ksiv is, you're creating something new on Shabbos. You add a blank piece of paper, you write something, you're creating the ksiv. If you have the ksiv there from before Shabbos, now on Shabbos you're just writing it over on top, that's nothing, it's not called a ksiv. Niskavin lichtoiv ches, v'kosa v'zenin. You had that to write a ches. And the way you write a sefer Torah, ches is, you write two zayins, and on top they're touching one another. So instead of making the touch that on top touch one another, you just left the two zayins. Or else, achas b'oretz v'yachas b'keira. You wrote one aleph on the ground and one on the wall, which these two things are not readable together. You can't read them together. Kosav al beis koisle abayis. You wrote one aleph on this wall and one aleph on this wall. Where they're not close to one another, you can't read them. Al shnei dape pinkis v'yein negim zemze. He wrote it on two pages in your book, but the two pages weren't close together. They were far away. It's not readable together. In such a case, you put them. As you said, you have to write two oisies means they have to be together, some continuation. That looks like you're writing two oisies together. So even though we say in the corner or on a book, it has to be on different pages, but right next to one another, they look like you wrote two. If you write one here and one here, they don't have shaykhs to one another, you potter. That's not called kaisiv shtei oisies. That midiraisi you potter. Midirabod nabad resosser. It's called a chatishir. But midiraisi you potter. Rashi kosa voisachas somach liksav. Eitzel oisak suva. Zivag ois lashtim lashtayim. You had one ois from there before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos you wrote a second ois. You potter. Because all you did on Shabbos is just write one ois. One ois you potter. He had it written down the word by Yomer, and on Shabbos he wrote on top of that again by Yomer. He's right, the Potter. Because you only had that to write one ois, one ches. It came out to be two zines. You didn't have that to write two oisies. You had that to write one ois, the Potter. Rashi Asnei Koisli Abayis, Shein B'miksoi, it's not the same corner. So you can't read the two oisies together, you potter. Al Shnei Tape Pinke, Shosu Amudim, Kemigilo, because of Ois B'yom, Zev, Yois B'zev, V'yeinochel Akorvin, you can't put two together. Such a case, you potter. Weiter sagt die Mishnah, Kosav Ois Achas Neutriken. You wrote an abbreviation. You wrote like Aleph Beis, which meant an abbreviation. Ayichai V'nat. We have Yeshua ben Beseira Mechayef of an abbreviation. V'chomen poitrin, chomen say no yepoter. Rashi. Kosav ois achas al shen l'trikin. She'osa simin nekudo le'al leimer. She'lohovin bo tevo shleimer kosva. As you only wrote one aleph, you just wrote one ois. But this one aleph is supposed to remember, it's like the beginning of a long word. Or else let's say a word aveda. You're supposed to write the word aveda was lost. So you just wrote the word Aleph, like an abbreviation for an Aveda, Ayichai V'nat. In Emerson, you only wrote one ice, just an Aleph. But Rabbi Yehuda hold Yechayiv, Rabbi Yeshua ben Meseir hold Yechayiv, because this one Aleph is an abbreviation for a big word. So it has a chshiv, it's like you wrote two ice, Yechayiv. Chacham said no pturim. Lamaitz, you only wrote one ice, one Aleph, even though it's an abbreviation, you put it. So the Gemara. So the first part of the Mishnah says, Yechayev, you have to write with a Dabar HaMeskayim. You have to write with ink or something that writing will stay. What does the Yoy mean to use it? That's black ink. Sam, that's Sam. Rashi, our printer. Another type of an ink. Sikro, what is Sikro? Omer Rabba Barachona, Sikro so Shmo. Rashi, Sikro so Imno. Tzva Edom, a type of a red dye. Shetzoivim bo Teresin. They dye the shades with that. It's a red dye. Kumis, what's kumis? Kuma means kuma. Trashi guma sraf ilum. Type of a sraf, the sap that comes out of trees. That's called a guma. And it has some color to it. Kankantum, what is that? Omer Rav Bavachona, Omer Shmuel, Chasod Yushvi. That's the real black dye that they use to black the shoes. Like black shoe dye. Trashi Amnin. That's real black stuff. So any of these is a ksav that's miskayim, you write to waste your Shabbos Yechayiv. Right of a whole dove of Shiroshim, Lasu Yemai, what does the Mishnah come to tell us? It said the first cases of Shito, things that are stay. And more Lasu Yehodatoni, Rabbi Chanina, Kosfo Bemeitarya. You write it not with regular water, but you write it, you think Meitarya. What's Meitarya? Rashlon's Yesh Oimri Min Pri, type of a fruit. But this fruit, Weisstein's juice, is very strong, like the color dye is strong, and stays a long time. Some say it means rainwater. Rainwater has no color to it. So you have to say it means dirty rainwater. When the rainwater came off your dirty roof, when it came down, it's full of schmutz, dirt, so it has some substance to it, it's like black. So black rainwater is miskayim. That's the meitarya. Or else v'yafza. You write afza trashi meyafotzim, that's glad to say it's gallnut juice, is kosher. So you write a get. With these things, it's a kosher get. Who are din for Shabbos? Also Yichayim, because it's called Davar Maskayim. Tony Reb Chia, Kosvo ba'avak b'shocher ba'avak. That's tam the dust. Or Rashi does the Eifer Rashi's Gerus. But Oiforos, that's type of lead. Or Mashker, it's like black lead. Kushu Meshavshet by Ferus on the cloth. That's for our lead. Or also b'shicher, you write Rashi that's pichum. You also use coals. You write it get with coals. It's kosher. Because that's a Dovra Mitzkayim. So what then if you write on Shabbos two oysters with coals or with lead, you be chayiv. Hamisarat al besorot. The Mishnah brings down a machlokes. If you scratch in your body, you do that on Shabbos, scratch out two oysters on your body, are you chayiv or not? Rav Lezer says you chayiv. So the Gemara Tanya. Omelem Rav Lezer Chachomim. For Loi ben Sittato, he was a mechashefom, hoitzik shofim in Mitzrayim besrita shal besorot. When he left Mitzrayim, he took out some kishuf, and the Mitzrayim didn't let anybody take out any ksav, any writings about kishuf. So what did he do? He scratched it out on his hands. He scratched out on his hands the ksav of kishuf, and he took it out with him. So I call upon him, you see, it's a derech to write kishuf. It's derech to write with your hands, on your hands. Rashi hoitzik shofim shtohoyu yochol loitziyeng suvim shoyachatumim aboitkin kol hayotzim. The Mitzrayim checked everybody that went out. Shelo yitziyuk shofim milamdom l'vneim din acheres. You shouldn't take out any ksav about kishuv to teach other people about magician. So with this person, how did he take it out? He wrote it on his hand. So Reb Lez is bringing a riot to derech ksiva to write things on your hand. Omer lo, the Chum answered back, shoyta hoye. That's what he did. He was a shoyta. V'ein mevi'in rayim in ha-shoytim. Don't bring a riot from a shoyta. Why is he a shaita? The Rashi shaita hoya shtus hoya boy. Lasses man shein derech bnei yodem moisim or mosa nashla adover. Eshnas, he was moisim nefesh. He could have been caught and could have been killed. As far as that, the people do. Nobody writes like that. You don't write with things on. You don't write with derech on your hand. So even though this one person did it, that does not make it a derech tzivon. So Chum say it's called the shinui on Shabbos Yepoter and Yablezol's no yichayif. By the kosev ois achas somach liksav. You have already one ksav, one ois, that was written before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you write another ois next to it, so you potter. So the Morman Tana, who's the Tana says you potter? Omar Rava Babar Huna, to like Rebbe Eliezer. It doesn't go like Rebbe Eliezer. Di Rebbe Eliezer, ho'aymer, achas ala orik chayiv. We'll see the next Mishnah soon about Ariga, that's a shayla later when you weave, how many threads do you have to weave? So Rebbe Eliezer holds, if you have a beggar that you're in the middle of weaving it from before, if you only add one string to it, you chayiv. So Mashmah, if you have something there before, and now you might have only a little bit, you chayiv for that. So the Sushto here also, if you have already one ice from before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you add one more ice, you'll be chayiv for that. Like if you might have on something was there, and now it's a double chosh, you'll be chayiv for that. That's Rebbe Eliezer Shita. So our Mishnah says, Yepoter is the like Rebbe Eliezer. If you have already a word written on the paper before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you just write it over again, right on top of those oysters, you write over, our Mishnah says you put it. So the Morman Tan, who's the Tan of our Mishnah that says, Ksav agab iksav is potter, Om Rav Chizda de loik Reb Yehuda. Our Mishnah goes not like Reb Yehuda. Tetanya, we have a machlokes. Harei shoyitzorech lichtev es Hashem. A person is going to write a get. And It could be a Sefer Torah even. You're going to write a Sefer Torah, and you're supposed to write Hashem's name. You're supposed to write Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what you're supposed to write. V'niskavein lichtav Yehuda. And instead of writing Hashem's name, he asked Kavana to write Yehuda, which is also Yud Kei Vav Kei, just it has an extra dalet there. V'toev lehita boy dalet. And now when he's writing the word Yehuda, he left out the dalet. So ended up, he wrote like a Yud Kei Vav Kei. He wrote Hashem's name. And Hashem's name is supposed to be there. He's writing Sefer Torah, he's writing Tefillin, V'yemer Hashem, he's supposed to write Hashem's name. Just Bashas, he wrote it, he didn't have Kavana to write Hashem's name. He had Kavana to write the word Yehuda. And he ended up writing Hashem's name. What's the locha? Is this Hashem good or not? Is the Alas Machlekis. One man the other says, Mavruel of Kumis and Mekadesh Shredivri of Yehuda. If Yehuda says there's an Eitzah now, you're not allowed to erase it because you can't erase Hashem's name. But the Eitzah is, put a Ksav at Gagav Ksav. Take the pen and write over this Yud again, Yud Kei Vov Kei, on top of these Eitzahs. And the second Ksav, you have to in the Kadeshid to write it with Kedushas Hashem. So it's called the Kosher Hashem. So here you see, the top Ksav is here called the Ksav. If you're the top Ksav is called nothing, so how could you make the Eis Kosher? It was written Hashem without Kavona. How could the top Kavona help? Elamai Tzorai, the top Kavona, the top Ksav is called the Ksav. So B'shas, you write in the top Ksav, you have Das to be Mekadeshit, it's Kosher. But Chom Moimri, the Chom say, no, ain't Hashem in Amukher. They all know the shame is no good. It's ain't him in Amukher. So the Chura, our mission does not go like Jeb Yehuda. But Jeb Yehuda, you want to say, now he owes Ksav, Agal Miksav is here called the Ksav. So the Moran Numach like this. Tono, Kosav Ois Achas. You wrote one Ois on Shabbos. Veshlimu the Sefer. Get like you had a Sefer Torah, you had a Tefillin, you had something, that was only missing one Ois. The last Ois of the Sefer Torah was missing. And you now on Shabbos took out the Sefer Torah, and you put in the last Ois. But you only wrote one Ois on Shabbos. Are you chayim midi reis or not? Tona, the Brisa says, Kosav Ois Achas Veshlimu the Sefer. Or else, Orag Chut Echa Veshlimu the Begid. You have come out a whole Begid, ready to wear, come out. It's missing its last stitch. And you put the last stitch in there, chayim. Zveshtein the Brisa, even though it's only one stitch, and we hold normally you need two stitches, but here, since this finishes off the Begid, you chayim. For this Chut here. So the more man Tana, who's this Tana? Or my Rabba Barapuna Reb Lezi. The Churas goes according to Reb Lezi. Like we just spoke out, like the next Mishnah is going to say, the Yomer Achas Halori Chayit. Have you heard the next Mishnah says, by a Riga, when you're weaving, you don't have to weave two strings. If you already have a beggar that you started already, as long as you put now just one string in it, you chayit. So you see, if you have something before, you quare to it. So Chura, this is Reb Lezi Shita. So the Gemara name, Reb Ashi Yomer No. This price could even go according to Rabbonin, that usually you have to mamash have two ksav, two oisyos. When you oirig, even though you're in the middle of a beggar that started before Shabbos, you have to weave two threads in there. It's not enough one thread. Why does this price say one thread is enough? Lahashlim shani. Here is such a choshev ariga, such a choshev ksav, it's finishing the whole Sefer Torah. It's making the Sefer Torah kosher. That's a choshev ksav, and that's yichayiv. So where you have those Sefer Torah written, and it's only missing one ois, and this ois is machshir, the Sefer Torah, that's a choshev ksav yichayiv for that. But where you have, or who adin a begid, where the whole begid is kamat finished, just missing one more stitch, one more thread, then yichayiv. But who adin, if you have half a begid made, and you put one thread, you'll be putter according to his braisa. He's not like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yami, kosav ois sachas betferia. Person had a piece, he was in Tferi in the morning, and he wrote on a piece of paper now, V'yachas b'sipari. Then in the afternoon he walked down to Tzipari, another next neighboring town, and on a piece of paper there he wrote a beis. It's chayiv. Why ksivahi? It's called the ksivah, he wrote an aleph and a beis. Elisha mechusa kriva. The only thing you have to do is put two pieces of paper together. But he wrote an aleph on this piece of paper, an aleph on this piece of paper, it's called, he wrote two oisiyos. Fedimar Kasha, what Tanan, our Mishnah says, Kosav al Shnei Koisli Abayis. If you write one aleph on this wall, and one aleph on that wall, you potter. Because the two walls are not read together. Or else, you have Shnei Dape Pinkus. You have a book, and two different pages. You write an aleph here and an aleph here, you potter. V'ein negim zem zem, it's not readable, one with the other. Now, when you read this page, you don't look what's doing here, you potter. So, Zoy, how is it better if you write one ice in Tzipora, like one ice you write in L.A., and one ice you write in Beverly Hills? Why are you chayiv on Shabbos?
The two ice are not read together. You have one ice here in the Ganzweig Shul and one ice over there in Beverly Hills that are not read together. And the Gemara Hosa Mechusa Meisa the Kraver. Hochle Mechusa Meisa the Kraver. Shat is here, you wrote it on a piece of paper here and a piece of paper there. You could bring the two pieces of paper together. So Stam Mechusa Kraver alone is not called Mechusa Meisa. It's called you wrote two ices. But we wrote it on the wall here and the wall there, you can't stand put the two walls together. You first have to knock out the piece of the wall and then bring them together. Where it's Mechusa Meisa, that's a chsarim. But you wrote it on two different parts of the page. You can't put the two pages together. You have to rip off this page, rip off this page, and then put them together. So that's a chsarim. But you wrote on two separate pieces of paper. Just have to bring the pieces together. That's called the Choshev Ksav. That you be chayav on Shabbos.
What do you ask into that in a case where if somebody wrote one ois one Shabbos, one ois another Shabbos, right next to each other? Wouldn't that be the same thing in essence?
No.
So that would be
chayav. No. That's not sushta. So. That each Shabbos did a chatzim melacha, but here did a whole melacha on Shabbos.
But he didn't do it together.
So what? You don't do it together. So what? You look at the whole Shabbos, and one Shabbos did a melacha. We'll soon see. We'll see the next Mishnah. Yeah, one's forgetting, right. The whole time he was forgotten. We'll soon see, and then we'll soon see about the next Mishnah. We'll soon see. For the more of your Tanan, if somebody has a Sefer Torah on Shabbos, that's like possible. And you have to be Megiya, you have to fix it. So if you fix one ois shechayim, Fred Gemara, hashtag kosav ois achas potter. Madach, if you write the whole ois at the beginning of Shabbos, you potter, hegi ois achas chayim. If you just fix an ois on yechayim, we're not talking about by fixing this ois, you fix up the whole Sefer Torah. Let's say even a case where the Sefer Torah is possible, that has five mistakes. Rakol Parma just says that you fix up one ois, yechayim. So Kashra is, how could fixing it up be better than writing? Madrich, if you write the ice for the beginning. You potter, so if you just fix up an ice, why you chayiv? Or Merav Sheshes, the Bryce means, Hachom Ayaskinon, we're going, Shenotlo Lagagoy Shoches. You had a ches written in the Sefer Torah. A ches is written, two zions, and then a gaga, a roof on top. What you did now was, you took away the top roof. The Yosol Shnei Zayin. And you made now this ches into two zions. And you had kavona for that. No, you wanted it to be read with two zions. That's the way it's supposed to be. No, instead of making two zions, the Sefer made a mistake and put a gag, put a roof on top, connected to, it looks like a ches. So on Shabbos, you take away the roof, so now it blinds two zions, then you chayiv. Because that's considered, you made now two zions. We're not going to go into this. The Sharon Amir Tlarakash is, because that's not called Iksiva. That's called Chok Teichos. That means that's not called, you wrote on Shabbos two zions. It's just called, you took away the psul, and the mail of the two zions there from before. So much to write a Sefer Torah, that is possible. You can't write a Sefer Torah that way. Or to write a get, to write a film, is possible that way. So it's a big machlokes of the Shoreinim. So I'm sure I'm learning, even though it's possible for Ksiva Sefer Torah, but Vilcha Shabbos Lechud. For Shabbos is considered, you created now two zions, for that alone you chai. That's where the Rani is. Right. Omer Rav Sheshes. As one teretz. Rova Romat Goyen Shenotnu Letagoy Shel Dalid V'yaso Reish. You took away the top of the Dalid and you made it into a Resh.
Top of the
Dalid. So, Rashi, Rav Amagoyin, Shenotlo Letag of the Dalid. You wrote a Dalid first, and it's wrong. You're supposed to write a Resh. So, you erased the top of the Dalid, and then you made it round to make it into a Resh. Rashi, Loi Hevi Ela Hagoy Saisachas, Ovidav Amur Chayiv, Hoyol Vezeh Tikkun HaSefer, the Yosel Yodim Lishoy Sefer Shein Amuga, Mishumatishkum Yelech Avlo. He said, learns this price means where you had a Sefer Torah that was possible because one ice was written wrong. Instead of a resh, you had a dalid. So when you erase the top of the dalid and fix it into a round resh, you're masakin the Sefer Torah. That's why you chayit, like we had before. It's considered you be mashtim the Sefer Torah. Tona. Niskavin lichtoiv ois. Lichtoiv ois achas. You only had asked to write one aleph, and by mistake your hands went on and wrote two alephs. Is chayiv? You chayiv trash veli v'odeshtayim. Hanonami miskavim lichtev ches. Rashi says Hanonami is the same case that you miskavim lichtev ches because of shnei zayin. For the more with non potter, our Mishnah says in Akesha potter. The Mishnah says we had asked to write a ches, and you wrote two zayins. You potter. Lekasha. Hod the boy is uni. Hod the loy boy is uni. Rashi Odik Tony Potter. Where do we say your Potter is the boy's unit? Shadayin Srichois Roshi Hazainin Lizainin Batagin Shilhem.
There's if you hold on a Zion, that's one of the Isios that needs Tagim. Tagim means on top of the Zion, you have to have like 3 points sticking up, like the crowns of the Zion. So even though you had asked to write a Ches, and instead of a Ches, you wrote two Zions. See if you hold this Zion is not kosher the way it is, it has to have 3 crowns coming on top of the Zion, it's not considered you made a noise. That's why you potter. So that's why you potter, because you didn't make a noise. This man name holds that it doesn't need a Zion. Nor is the old either the tagim is not likuvay, and that's usually the way we paskin, that the tagim are not likuvay. So Melu is considered you made 2 zayins, and then you chayim for the 2 zayins. Even though you didn't have kavona, you had kavona to make a ches, but lamaisa, by making a ches, first you have to make 2 zayins. So it's considered you made 2 zayins, you chayim for them. No, we're talking about here, it's a Sefer Torah you're writing about. We're talking about you writing a Sefer Torah here. No, that's why it's put, because you didn't tawaif what you wanted. This ksav, you didn't tawaif.
But we don't care about it. We saw yesterday with the name,
so
we don't care what the Christmas
cover is. Right, right. You have Yeshua then Messiah Mechai Vachon Poitrim. If you write an abbreviation, you write 1 aleph. What's an abbreviation for the word Aveda? Smachloikeshi Vachai Venat. What did you ask yesterday about abbreviation? Om Rabbi Yechon, Smachloikeshi. Rabbi Yeshua Messiah Nechachom. We hold Taki Yepotah. How do you know there's such a thing as an abbreviation in the Torah? The Torah says something short in abbreviation, it means a lot of things. That we're going to dash in Av, Aleph, Beis, Hey, Mem, Vav, Nun. We're going to dash in every single word here now. Av means, Aleph stands for Av, Nesatich, Umos. I made you the father of the Umos. Bochor, Beis stands for Av, Aleph, Beis stands for Bochor, Nesatich, Umos. You're the chosen one for the Umos. The Hey, Hamoin means Choviv Nesatich of Umos. I made you the Choviv in the Umos. Melech, what's the Mem stand for? Melech Nesatich Umos. I made you Avram, the king of the Umos. What does the Vav stand for? Vosik, Yaziz Nesatich of Umos. Nemon, Nun stands for Nemon Nesatich of Umos. That you Avram Avinu of all these things, like you're teaching the whole world all these midas. Rabbi Yechon the day Yomah from another pasuk. It says Onoichi. When the Seras Adibris, it says Onoichi, Onoichi Hashem Lekech is also Matrikin. What does the Onoichi stand for? Ano Navshoi Ksivas. The Eibush himself wrote Onoichi. Yivis Rabbonin. He gave it to the Rabbonin. That's Onoichi. It's Ano, Al stands for Ano, Nun stands for Navshi, Heis Chof stands for Ksiva, and Yehivna. That's the Onoichi. That the Eibush himself wrote it and gave it over. Rabbonin, Amir Rabbonin say, Amiro, another abbreviation. Amiro, Nimo, Ksiva, Yavna. The Abish wrote is Zisa, Ksiva, a sweet Ksiva, Paran, Yaseras, Adibris. Ika, the Amri, Onoichi, what does that mean? Lemafreya, Yehivna, Ksiva, Nemon. Rabbonin, Amri, Amiro, Nimo, Ksiva, Yehivna, yeah. Now, Ika, the Amri, Onoichi, Lemafreya, Onoichi, Lemafreya, means backwards. Onoich l'mafreyim. If you're in the mafreyim, means backwards, you can read it. Not aleph, nun, chof, yud, nor yud, chof, nun, aleph. That means Yehivna writing, I wish he gave, ksiva, writing, nemonim of truth, amri, he said over. And nemonim. Yeah, amri, he said over. So you could dash in it both ways, backwards and forwards. It's very abnos in amri. First it says, by Bilom, ki yorah taderech l'negdi. The chamor there said that the derech was in front of me. That means, what does Yorat mean? Yiro, he was afraid. Rosso, he saw. Not so, and he moved aside. It's the Chamor, the donkey, is able to see the Malach HaMavis. So he moved aside. That's the abbreviations for Yorat. The Rabbi Yishmael Tono, Carmel. What does the word Carmel mean? Carmole, a full round. It means the crop is fully grown. Trashi Carmel, Gabi Menoches, Gabi Minchas Leimekziv. Gerish Carmel, Shemeviya, you bring the Tua, Kishilecha, when it's still wet. V'yoyt Shazera Nafuach, when the seed is still like blown up. It's full of blown up. What does that mean? Notrikin noyefu. When we cursed him, nemretzes means he was a noyef. He did znus. Moyavu is a moyav. Rotseyachu is a killer. Saruhu is an enemy. Tuevi is a mis. Rav Nachman of Yitzchak Omer. The pasuk says, "Man daber, man tzadik."
What does Nistadik mean? The Yachay Yosef said, Nechoyne Manachnu, we're telling the truth. Tzadikim Manachnu with Tzadikim, Torah Manachnu with Torah, the Koyim Manachnu, also we're true people. Kedosh Manachnu. That's what the word man is tzadik. What do you want from us? We're 100% kosher. So you see, a lashon is lack of abbreviations. But I call upon it, Hilchus Shabbos, though, it's not called an Av Malacha. An Av Malacha on Shabbos has to be a chosher v'ksivam, that you write two oisiyos. To write one ois by itself, that's not enough to be chayef for by Shabbos. One ois alone. So the Mishnah. Ha-koisev beis oisiyos b'shtei halomas. You wrote two oisiyos on Shabbos with two different halomas. That means in the morning, 9 o'clock, you wrote an aleph. You forgot you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. Then in the afternoon, you're reminding yourself, your friend told you, you should know, there's an issue.